all the way from Studio 312 in the beautiful Tularosa Basin in southern New Mexico. It's that gentleman known across the country and various parts of Europe as the man who brings back the nickel soda pop. The man who, with the sideburns and the endless supply of the most sincerest smiles, your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. And he's here, right now, on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, folks, it's me again, Jason Kirkman. I'm so glad to be here right now, and I ask that you bear with me during the program. It happens to the best of us, and well, it certainly happened to me. You're listening to the voice of a man with a cold. I've been fighting it for a week, and I shall persevere. But in the meantime, the show, well, you know, the show must go on. That's the old saying, anyway. So let's make it go on right now by starting off with some great music, right here on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, folks, you can call me country, and I have been known to be a little wild, but I am what I am, doing the best I can. I'm just your boogie-woogie country man. Better watch me, I might get hot. Yeah. Well, I can do a little rock, do a little roll. Country boogie-woogie gets a deep down in my soul. Good Lord, it's got a hold on me. I'm a boogie-woogie-boogie-boogie-boogie-boogie man from Tennessee. Well, I can catch a bulldog, I can take his bone. I can shake it, boogie, break it for you all night long. It's got a hold on me. Yes. I'm your boogie, 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 boogie man of Tennessee. Yeah. I'm like a backwater bulldog, I'm ready to jump. Yeah, I've got a hold on me. I'm the boogie, 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 boogie man from Tennessee. Play it on me, brother, the guitar. Come on now, boogie woogie. When your hips start to rock and your knees start to knock, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Good Lord, got it, boy. I'm a boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie man from the sea. Easy now.
That was Jerry Lee Lewis with Boogie Woogie Country Man. Here's Johnny Rivers with Secret Agent Man.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Faces that you find, a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret Asian man, secret Asian man, they've given taking away your name. Slip while kissing persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name.
They were called Confederate colonies, and they were made up of immigrants from the Confederate States of America who fled the United States after the Union won the American Civil War. They settled in many Latin American countries like Brazil and Mexico. No one has determined exactly how many American Southerners immigrated to Latin America, but it's said that almost 20,000 Americans entered Rio de Janeiro a couple of years after the Civil War ended. An extra fun fact, many established small villages in Brazil with the names that resembled their old hometown or home state.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all. All right. Hey, you got me working, boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let bigger stop, big boss man. Now can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you know you're just tall, that's all. You're just tall, that's all. All right. I'm gonna get me a boss man, one's gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call?
just tall, that's all. All right. Here, a boss man, the one that's gonna treat me right. Work hard in the evening, rest easy at night. Big boss man, big boss man, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you just tall, that's all.
That was Elvis Presley with Big Boss Man. Here's the Everly Brothers with Bird Dog.
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. His joking ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby. He's a bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. Sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and puppy love my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my player. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher, he's a bird. He tiptoed up to reach her, he's a bird. Well, he's a teacher's pet now, he's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey, bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey, bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own.
Here's Red Foley and Ernest Tubb with a real fun song, You're a Real Good Friend.
When I was broke and blue,
I gave advice to you.
Ah, you're a true blue friend. You helped me pay my rent.
I charge you 10%.
That's what I call a real good friend. When I was sick old scout, you took my girlfriend out.
On me you can depend.
Oh, what a pal you were.
I even married her.
You're a real good friend.
All the best, boy.
Here's a cigar or two.
That's mighty nice of you. You're a real good friend.
But don't stand too close to me, it might go off, you see.
You're a real good friend.
I borrowed your car last night.
You brought it back all right, smashed from end to end.
I may have had a crash, but I filled it up with gas.
You're a real good friend.
You can't beat me, boy. I told some folks the facts about your income tax.
Now you're a real good friend. But who did you tell it to?
Internal Revenue.
Now you're a real good friend. If I should ever be governor of Tennessee, I'll prove my friendship then.
Oh, what will you do for me?
Dog catcher you will be.
You're a real good friend. Thank you. I recorded a song you wrote. I sang it note for note.
Well, thanks, my real good friend.
I think it will be a hit, so I put my name on it.
Now, you're a real good friend. Let's sing a sweet duet. We'll make a team, I bet. Let our voices blend. I'll sing the melody.
I'll sing the harmony.
'Cause we're both real good friends.
After the New York World's Fair, nylon stockings hit the market on May 14, 1940. Women rushed out to buy them, not in their thousands, but in their millions. Over 72,000 pairs of nylons were sold on the first day of release in America, and 64 million by the time a year had passed. The allure of wrinkle-free, bunching-free, inexpensive legwear proved extremely popular, putting a colossal dent into all preceding forms of established hosiery manufacture. During World War II, nylon was used to manufacture parachutes and other materials for soldiers. Women were called on by the government to show their support for the war and the soldiers by giving up their nylon stockings. So many women had no stockings, and so they penciled in seams using eyeliner or eyebrow pencil to draw lines on the back of their legs to create the look of stockings. Stockings had become a style symbol and one that all ladies adhered to.
Oh, my baby goes rockin', rockin' all night.
Wah-wah.
No shoes, no stockings.
Wah-wah.
Oh, but dance all right.
Wah-wah.
Well, she don't need stockings and shoes to rock all night.
Wah, wah.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Well, you don't need stockings and shoes to dance so blue.
Blue.
Well, I love my baby.
Wah, wah.
Indeed I do.
Wah, wah.
Well, I love my baby.
Wah, wah.
She loves me too.
Wah, wah.
You ought to see us rock without stockings and shoes. Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
When you don't need stockings and shoes, dance for blue.
Blue.
Well, I bet. Slapping on a hardwood floor. These are crazy things that happen. Along about four. Night, my baby's back for more.
Ooh.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Well, you don't need stockings and shoes to dance for blues.
Blues.
Well, I bought my baby some crazy socks. I love my baby. She won't wear socks. Yeah, she kicks her shoes right off and the man she rocks. Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
Stockings and shoes.
When you don't need stockings and shoes, dance for blues. Stockings and shoes. Stockings and shoes. Stockings and shoes.
I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, and 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station. The Leading Edge Radio Network, Oldies Radio 104.3 WVPV, proud to be first in Ritchie County, AM 1290, OldiesRadio88.com, RememberWinRadio.com, and Hawaiian Pacific Radio. Also, Q-Star Radio, KOWS Radio 107.3 FM, WYAP 107.7 FM, AM 1700 Radio Richmond, AM 520 The Loop, and 88.1 WCPR. Andrews Community Radio, Classic Hit 1630 AM, The Music Player Yesterday, and Dark Classics Radio. And our newest affiliate, W Rock Radio at WLOR.net. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirtman Show. Check out all of the station's websites that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on their links in the upper left side of the homepage. Also, while you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know just how much you're enjoying the Jason Kirtman Show.
steps in a hot dog stand. I'm making them hot dogs as fat as you can. Up steps a cat yells, don't be slow, and get me two hot dogs ready to go.
Hot dog!
She's my baby.
Hot dog!
Drives me crazy.
Hot dog!
I don't mean baby, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. But in the cool of the evening when the sun goes down, all the chicks and the cats all are gathering around. They order hot dogs and red soda pop, and head down the road to a hip cat hop.
Hot dog!
She's my baby.
Hot dog!
Drives me crazy.
Hot dog!
Don't mean maybe, well, you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand. Baby every night at 12, she closes up the shop and then we lose herself. At a hip cat hop in a crazy way, we're doing the bop till the break of day.
Hot dog,
she's my baby.
Hot dog,
drives me crazy.
Hot dog,
I don't mean baby, well you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Hot dog,
she's my baby.
Hot dog,
drives me crazy.
Hot dog,
I don't mean baby, well you ought to see my baby at the hot dog stand.
Eugene Ledbetter would climb a tree to get to tell you a lie when he could stand on the ground and tell you the truth. I mean, it got bad. The deacons in the church and the pastor of the church decided something needed to be done. Eugene's a great fella. He is. He's a pretty good old boy. But he just feels like he's got to lie all the time. The preacher said, listen, let's go over to Eugene Ledbetter's house, the deacons of the church, and the preacher. Let's sit down and tell him the most bodacious, outlandish, damnable lie that's ever been told in the history of the world, and sit down with a straight face and tell it to Eugene for the truth. And he'll see how ridiculous it is for good people to lie, and maybe it'll help him stop lying. They said, all right, preacher, who's going to be the spokesman? Preacher said, I am. They went over to Eugene Ledbetter's house, knocked on the door. Eugene said, glad to see you. Come in and sit down. Preacher said, Eugene, would you believe that last Lord's Day, while I was preaching and the Spirit of the Lord was moving, the back door of the church opened, and down the aisle of the church was a big old, huge, vicious, brennel-colored, grizzly bear, and right behind him, chasing him, was a little old bitty black and white fast dog. And that bear squatted right by the Lord's supper table, right in front of the pulpit. And that little old bitty black and white fast dog jumped on him, and they commenced to fight. Oh! They wallered down the first 8 rows of pews in the church. Women are fainting. Hair is flying. Fur is flying. Oh, they was fighting. You ain't never seen such a vicious fight. And when the fur quit flying and the hair quit flying, that little old bitty small black and white fast dog had completely whooped that big vicious brittle colored grizzly bear, and not only whooped him but consumed him. Said, Eugene, you believe that? Eugene said, heck yeah, I believe it. That was my dog.
Well, folks, thanks again for tuning into this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show. And thank you for putting up with this gravelly old throat of mine. I have no doubt that I'll be back in prime form next week. I always look forward to putting together the program for you. And just as I remind you every week, I'll do it again. Make sure you spend some quality time with those kids. And you will find me next time right here on the Jason Kirtman Show on this fantastic station. I'll leave you with Mr. Guy Mitchell singing the blues.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love, dear. Why'd you do me this way? Crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine. The dream is gone I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do but cry over you. Should I go? 'Cause I couldn't stay without you. You got me singing the blues. Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose. You do me this way. Well, I never felt more like crying all night, 'cause everything's wrong.
If you're looking for an area to spend a little vacation time, might I recommend southern New Mexico? There is a reason we're called the Land of Enchantment. There's a lot to see and do here, so be sure to check out www.alamogordo.com, www.cloudcroft.net, and www.newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at www.jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. The Jason Kirtman Show is underwritten by todaysfullerbrush.com, providing industry and homes with cleaning products since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.